What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The worst traffic in America, which is the San Francisco Bay Area.
Si, senor.
The brand new week, pregnant with possibilities, which means everything good could happen to you, or you could end up not making it to work on the first day of the week. You never know what's going to happen. This could be the week you meet Mrs. Wright, you get a raise, or you could get fired, get stuck in traffic. So today we're under tutelage of our general manager.
Before I get to that, technically, if you meet Mrs. Wright, then you're prying her away from Mr. Wright and having an affair with her. I just want to understand exactly what I'm getting into.
So it's got to be Ms. Wright?
I think so. I've always heard about meeting Mr. Wright. I've never heard it on the other side.
Right.
Miss she'll do? I don't know. Anyway, our general manager is the Ghost of Cricket. Christy Gnome's dead dog has its revenge. Details to follow.
Wow, the Ghost of Cricket is our general manager. That's the name of the dog that the governor of South Dakota says she shot, and she put that in her new book for some reason. And it continues to haunt her, as she did an interview yesterday where she got into it. But, that political story's turned out to have legs. I think it's just because it's so extraordinary.
I'd say that story has four legs. Although, Jack, if she could move on from dog murder, because as you and I have explained, this is a farm dog, a working dog, and it was utterly useless as a working dog and actually bit people. And that is the fate it would have in, you know, the vast, vast majority of cases in that setting. Whether you like that as a city person, as a dog lover or not, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just talking about reality. But if you could move beyond that story, moving beyond the other stuff in the interviews she did yesterday would be even more difficult.
Oh, yeah, no, she's doomed. I watched her whole interview yesterday. She's an idiot and a complete phony politician, which I'm sorry to hear because I agree with her politically on most things. And she was a rising star in the Republican Party and hoping to be the vice president under Trump. But I saw her interviewed yesterday, and she is a hack, absolute horrible hack.
Yeah, I would agree.
She was also way too glammed up. You look like you're at a nightclub. Why are you? I guess because if you're going to debut to be on Trump's team, just like his lawyers, you got to look like you're on the cover of a magazine trying to get a date.
Yeah, I take no delight in dragging her down. I just thought she was on the roster of up-and-coming Republican stars, and just you can forget about that. We need to look elsewhere in conservative America.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you so a whole bunch of people debuted for the job yesterday on the talk shows. I mean, it was clear that that's what was going on. Her disaster. Tim Scott, South Carolina, his normal self. Tom Cotton, Senator Cotton, who is great, but way too dry to get on the ticket. I'll tell you who was the star yesterday on the short list. Marco Rubio brought it hard yesterday on one of the talk shows. He was hot. The Democrat that came on after him said, "How much caffeine did Marco Rubio have?"
Wow. You know, you're auditioning to be Trump's Veep. Subtlety does you no good. So he brought it. Yeah, I didn't actually hear that. I had a hell of a busy day, but I can't wait to.
Well, as a guy, you can't go with the glossy lipstick and blown hair to look all sexy to get on the list like Kristi Noem did. So you just got to be super crazy animated, I guess. That's the way Marco Rubio is. But we'll feature some of that stuff coming up a little bit later. That'll be fun.
We're actually efforting talking to the Floridian, Mr. Rubio. We'll see how that goes.
That would be awesome if that comes together today. Did you see? I didn't actually watch the Kentucky Derby. Did you see it?
I did, absolutely, yeah. I was at a gathering, a party, if you will.
Oh, wow, a Kentucky Derby party.
Yeah.
I've never attended one of those. The race lasts like 60 seconds, doesn't it?
It's 2 minutes or so, yeah. There are enormous preliminaries, so you hobnob and you eat the snacks and burgers and drink, although I did not. And then you watch the 2 minutes of race and you yell and you scream, and in my case, you lose $40.
You wagered on it.
Of course I did.
How did you pick a horse to wager upon?
Well, I like to go with not the favorite and not too long a long shot. And there was a horse called, what was it? Something Freedom. Somebody yell it at the speaker and I'll hear it through the reverse radio effect. Finding Freedom or Launching Freedom or something like that, and went off at 8-1. I thought, perfect. That's the horse for me. And it finished fourth.
But so there was a photo finish, I understand, and I saw the pictures, and that is a pretty damn close race. How long did it take him to figure out who was the winner?
Officially, it was probably 5 solid minutes. I mean, you could tell who won. They had to sort out second place as well. But it was ridiculously close. The winning horse won by a nostril, and the third place horse was out of second by a nostril.
If it were 30 years ago, where technology's not the same, what would they have done with that finish?
Wow, I'm guessing, I don't know, but I'd assume they would have to develop the photograph very quickly in some dark room under Churchill Downs and grab a look.
Yeah, because that, you know, with modern technology, I could see how you could figure out quickly, but it wouldn't have been very long ago. That would have been a tough one. And then, if you don't finish first, Kristi Noem shoots the horse or something, I think is the way it...
In South Dakota, yeah. Speaking of unfortunate...
Catching Freedom.
Catching Freedom. Thank you, Michael. Excellent. Speaking of unfortunate incidents, Jack, did you see this? Katie dug into the traffic technology we have here to describe what's going on where you are. Someone ran out of gas, got rear-ended, then someone hit that accident, then they called for a canine. So
that's a dog.
Generally, yeah. Well,
what's a dog going to do?
Oh my God! Keep Kristi Noem away from it.
Is the dog going to pull the car out of the road? I mean, what's the dog going to do?
What the kids say. Well, it rhymes with spit show, but that sounds like something unholy has occurred, and you may be there for the rest of the day.
Well, according to Waze, WAZE. If you don't use that app, it's pretty handy. But according to Waze, it's better for me to turn around and go back home and start over and go a different route would be like much faster than to continue on this direction.
But there's
no turning around really at this point. Well, I haven't moved. My car has not moved in about a half an hour.
Oh my.
Yeah. I could have been lying on the pavement on my back talking on the phone this last half hour.
One of those walking around in traffic, getting to know your fellow motorists incidents.
Exactly.
We've all had them. They're oddly fun in a way. My son was stopped in a snowstormy version of that in the hills of Oregon years ago. And I remember he opened the hatch of his van and some hippie came over and they played guitar and sang.
Wow.
And people gathered around as everybody stopped in the freeway. It ended up being one of those kind of warm memories. So maybe that'll happen to you.
I doubt it.
I should look around and check out to see if there's anybody I want to become friends with. You over there. Well, she might want to become friends. I'll go talk to her.
Say, would you like to grab coffee sometime? That's funny. How I'm stopped in traffic. You're stopped in traffic.
Assuming we ever get out of this. You know, we may die here. This might be our last moments on Earth. Do we want to be alone on our last moments on Earth? I don't.
Oh, brother.
Let's start the show officially. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is Monday, May the 6th, the year 2024. Life will not be a boring 24. We're Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Let's begin the show officially then. According to FCC rules and regs, here we go at Mark.
I wonder if you have regrets about sharing this story.
You know, Margaret, this book is filled with vulnerable, painful moments in my life, filled with times where I've made very difficult decisions.
Yeah, including some that she apparently didn't read. More on that to come as well. But
disaster. Things that never happened and all kinds of stuff. It was really a horrible debut for her. But the decision to put the dog shooting incident in there is really something. Speaking of dogs, when the canine unit showed up to the multiple car crash, did he think, what the hell am I doing here?
They told the guy. They told the dog, bite the guy who ran out of gas. Bite him. We'd like to hit him, but we can't do that anymore, so you bite him.
One guy looking over, pointing and laughing, I get the sense that he's listening to the radio as we speak and realizes he's sitting next to the guy that's on the radio.
That is hilarious. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
All right, how does mailbag look?
Oh, it's very good. Good start to the week. Got a great freedom-loving quote of the day as well.
Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Welcome. Glad you're here. Jackie is stuck in traffic, but via the miracle of telephonic communication, he is still co-hosting the show.
So somebody who ran out of gas, we understand, has disrupted the lives of thousands of people, maybe for the entire day, which is interesting. I remember I ran out of gas once in college, and my roommate, who is older than me, said, Jack, only an idiot runs out of gas. And I haven't run out of gas since then, because he's right.
I wonder, the cop showing up with the canine officer, the dog, implies to me that somebody is not in control of their faculties, or there's craziness on the scene.
Oh, I hadn't considered that.
I mean, if it's simply a traffic thing, you wouldn't bother. Why would you? Unless somebody's like hammered or combative or hiding?
You wouldn't bother to send cops?
No, you wouldn't bother to send the canine officer to a traffic wreck.
Right, unless that was some sort of mistake on that. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll see if I get... If my car ever moves, I will let you know.
Excellent. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day, sent along by Jeff in Hogs Nipple, Tennessee. So don't look for it on the map. It's an unincorporated area. It's from Thomas Paine. I love this one. I want everybody listening to hear this, embrace this, swallow it down, breathe it in, and make it part of your very DNA.
I'm going to get it tattooed on my forehead. You built it up so much.
There we go. You're lucky. It's fairly short. I prefer peace, but if trouble must come, let it come in my time so that my children can live in peace.
Well, that's a good one.
How anti the 21st century is that? I prefer spending like a lunatic, but if the bill comes due, let it come in my children's time so I don't have to mess with it. That's the modern philosophy, and it disgusts me. Sorry, I didn't mean to get so angry and negative.
That's a good one.
Man, do we need a lot more of that. Way to go, T-Pain. Way to bring the pain, Thomas. Mailbag. Drop us a note. Mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. You know, keep it as short as reasonably, practical. If you have a lot to say, say it. But re-embrace paragraphs, people. Man, sometimes we get just this solid block of print. I'm like, I'm not reading that. Paragraphs make your writing more approachable. There's your grammar tip of the day. A lot of emails, I should say, on the topic of the protesters and the college campuses and the rest of it. Let's see. Initial N writes, guys, communism requires young foot soldiers because young people are generally more naive, idealistic, hubristic, zealous, and narcissistic than mature adults. They have more energy and tend more toward black and white thinking than an older, wiser, world-weary cohort. I think that's probably true. JT in Livermore, frequent correspondent on the topic of they didn't raise themselves when musing about kids these days. The A&G show often cuts them some slack by claiming, well, they didn't raise themselves, except that misses the bigger point. There are many complicated, nuanced, grown-up concepts and problems that can be reasonably argued from multiple points of view, but when it comes to supporting Hamas over Israel, the choice couldn't be much simpler. It's a choice between good and evil, a choice between right and wrong, civilization and anarchy, murder, raping children, 17th century subhumans, or 7th century, versus modern Western society of tolerance, forbearance, and libertarianism. These are not hard choices. If they support the rapists and those who use them as human people as human shields, then that's on them. They don't get a pass just because somebody tells them that their cause is righteous, nor do they get a pass for being young. Knowing that rape and torture are wrong isn't something that requires the full wisdom of adulthood.
Well, they don't believe it happened, most of them. I can tell you what the tone was on the talk shows yesterday, because I took in a fair amount of both of them. It was constant leaning on every guest, but you are okay with free speech. I want to make that perfectly clear. Not all of the protesters should be arrested. You are. I mean, they were so concerned that all their guests were anti-free speech, and I wish one of the many people that were on there yelling about these crazed protesters, screaming for the death of Jews, would have said, nobody's talking about that, and you know nobody's talking about that.
Right.
Nobody is coming up anti freedom of assembly or protest. Nobody. So stop acting like that's the issue. But that was the issue on every show yesterday.
That's such a great job of deflecting, in an insidious way, obviously, but of deflecting the conversation. I listened to NPR a bit on the way in today to punish myself for the things I've done. And the narrative there has fully taken shape that, no, it was not outside agitators. It was the students with their righteous concerns about the people of Gaza. It's not pro-Hamas, and it's absolutely not paid for and financed by, you know, Student Justice for Palestine or George Soros. It's an organic student movement of nice kids. It's just ridiculous. Anyway, let's see. What do we have? We don't really have time for much more. We do have an account from a mom whose daughter was part of the protests at USC. And a couple of recommendations for great books to read about the dirty commies and how that philosophy gets hold of people and makes them excited and recruits them. So we've got the Christy Noem details, Marco Rubio bringing the thunder, all sorts of gender-bending madness and culture war stuff that's breaking in a good direction, friends. Hope you can stay with us. Much more to come.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Pretty exciting that the Trump trial is back on today.
Yeah, I suppose. The more I read and listen and think, the more horrified I am that it's taking place at all.
Did you catch, what's her name, the other hottie? Everybody around Trump is a hottie if it's a woman. That woman that broke down and started crying on Friday. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, yeah, Faith, what's her name?
You mean Hope Hicks?
Hope Hicks, that's it.
Hope Hicks.
Not
no,
Hope, Faith.
That's interesting that you couldn't remember the name Hope Hicks, but you came up with Faith. That's a funny way the mind works.
Faith, Hope, and Charity, sure. Yeah, she's right in there. Uh-huh. One of the big three. I understand you're moving and things are loosening up some.
Yes, they removed the idiot and the dog, and looks like everybody gets to go to work now.
The old Christy Noem. Remove the idiot and then the dog. She did it in the other order. But
right.
couple of charming stories from the war-torn Middle East. I love this. Iran offers scholarships to pro-Hamas American college students and jobs to the professors who back them.
I saw that. It's like, what are they trying to accomplish there? I feel like that's doing the work of, like, our side of politics.
You're right. It's funny. It hadn't struck me like that. Although, now my mind is into like quadruple reverse propaganda. I think they have to do that. Otherwise, they're admitting that they're loathsome, right?
Are they playing three-dimensional hookah pipe here? I don't quite understand what their game is.
Well, all hookah pipes are three-dimensional, but they announced scholarships and jobs to American college students and professors facing disciplinary action for participating in violent pro-terrorist actions at home, according to the state-run Iranian propaganda site, blah, blah, blah. You don't care what the name is. I think that's beautiful from the conservative point of view.
Absolutely.
And the fact that this has to be pointed out, I think, is a measure of how dopey and simple-minded the college kids are and how easily manipulated they are by the activist class, whether it's Marxists or Islamists. And this is not the first time we've seen that coming together of Marxists and Islamists, because they both want to tear the West down. And then they figure, yeah, all right, we got to tear it down together, and then we'll fight for supremacy once the West is torn down. Kind of like the West and the Soviet Union fought for supremacy after World War II was won. But anyway, was that? Oh, the simplicity of the little dopes. That it didn't occur to them or didn't mean anything to them that they are in bed with the horrifying, loathsome regime that rapes, tortures, beats young women and girls to death for showing their hair or for dancing or for singing or for wearing lipstick. It's the fact that they would be arm in arm with that sort of person just goes to show you how not thought out their worldview is.
Or God help you if you're gay.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Didn't even get there. And we've got, let's see, I'm going through the audio here. There we go. What do we have? Sorry, scanning the sound sheet. Nah, that's not what I was looking for. All right, we'll refine it going forward. Let's do a little... pardon me?
I was going to say, as I mentioned before, on the Sunday talk shows, there was very little of the... how do we restore order on our college campuses? And a whole bunch of, did we go too far in stifling free speech? And
wow.
I just don't think, well, I know, that's not where America is on this at all. Not even close.
We spoke of Tom Cotton auditioning for the Veep slot. Here he is in clip 63, Michael.
The Democrats, they have deep philosophical divisions on Israel. That's why you see all these little Gazas out there on campuses where you have people chanting vile anti-Semitic rhetoric. That is not something that's going to go away.
And then, yes, Jack?
He was big on the phrase little Gazas.
Yeah, yeah. And then John Carl of ABC News pressing Cotton in the next clip.
He's condemned the anti-Semitism. I assume you agree with what he did, even if it was too late.
So no, I think you're mischaracterizing what he did. Yes, it was absolutely too late. It was 2 weeks after these pro-Hamas fanatics had taken over a lot of campuses and set up these little Gazas. Second, he didn't specifically speak to what they're saying and what they're doing. They're chanting Final Solution or telling Jews to go back to where they came from. They're spray painting buildings with vile anti-Semitic hate. He said, well, we shouldn't have anti-Semitism or hate speech in the abstract or Islamophobia. Where are the encampments, John, on campuses spreading Islamophobia? Why is Joe Biden so equivocal? Why does he have to draw moral equivalence between thousands of students who are setting up these little Gazas all across America, engage in hate speech against Jews, assaulting Jews, disobeying the law, and some fictional encampment that's spreading Islamophobia?
Don't use the term Islamophobia, Tom, and you folks either. Don't use it. It's prejudicial. It was made to sound like any concern about Islam is an irrational fear.
The point about the president's response is exactly right, though. You're concerned about anti-Israel movements and Islamophobia. Where's the Islamophobia happening exactly? Where are these camps and protests and chants to hurt people who are Muslims? Where's this happening? Because I haven't seen it.
Right. And if, black people were being beaten down and prevented from going to class, I'm sure Biden would have said, we need to prevent all types of hate, including Islamophobia and anti-Asian. But no, he'd go after the specifics of it. And then I like Cotton. He came through here in 65.
Can I ask you, just three or four times now, just use the phrase Little Gazas. What do you mean by that?
Well, they call themselves the Gaza Solidarity Encampment. They're little Gazas.
It seems like you're mocking the situation in Gaza.
This these people do deserve to be mocked.
Well, no, yeah, Gaza. Gaza.
No, right on college campuses.
We had the World Food Program has just now said that there is an outright famine in parts of Gaza. Tens of thousands of people have died. I mean, you're using this phrase, little Gazas.
Which is 100% the fault of Hamas. Just like every civilian casualty in Gaza is 100% the fault of Hamas. Yet Joe Biden, for 7 months, has leaned on Israel, has pressured Benjamin Netanyahu, has told them to stand down when they get attacked by Iran, has said that they can't go into the last holdout where Hamas has its final terrorist battalions.
I'm listening to that, and I know you said Cotton's a little too stiff to be Trump's veep. I wonder whether Trump hears him and thinks, wow, he brings the thunder, he attacks, he's crazy smart, I'll send him out to do the fancy talking.
Could be. Maybe he just seemed a little flat to me after watching Marco Rubio's over-caffeinated performance. But, yeah.
Right, it's like following James Brown. You just don't want to do it.
Yeah, you look a little flat.
And because I love mockery so well, perhaps it's a character flaw. I don't know. Here's a little mockery for you. Final clip, Michael. 66.
These students on campuses, they deserve our contempt. They also deserve our mockery. I mean, they're out there in their N95 masks in the open air. With their gluten allergies, demanding that Uber Eats get delivered to them, they should not have been allowed to fester on campus for 2 weeks when these liberal administrators and liberal politicians refused to send in the police to clear them out the very first day they set up their tents.
Their N95 masks and their gluten allergies and their DoorDash. Hell! Hey, coming up, we have some audio, a couple of different universities, of what they're chanting as they come to, because the demonstrations are continuing. Some of the encampments have been broken down, but demonstrations have continued. What they're chanting in Arabic contrasted with what they're chanting in English.
Oh, wow. That's an old trick, yeah.
Keeping in mind that, and this is, I wish more Americans got this, and I suppose we'll keep talking about it, and maybe they will. Americans and Judeo-Christian societies, English common law, etc., demand being frank about what you want, coming to a discussion in earnest, and letting those ideas compete and coming up with a winner. Whereas in Marxism and in Islam, if you have to deceive your way to the top, that's not seen as an, oh, man, I guess we have to do it. That's seen as an absolutely appropriate tool, 100% appropriate. And Americans need to wake up to that. The little college kids, what they're chanting in Arabic as their handlers and leaders and organizers teach them these phrases is repugnant.
Little Gazas with their gluten allergies. It's embarrassing.
That's what I'm saying. All right, more to come. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
We got to get the latest polling in a little bit as the punchline continues to be for the presidential election, no matter who you're looking at. And yet they're tied because the latest polling shows Trump dominating in all the issues people say they care about. And yet it's tied.
That punchline does not get old from either side.
No. Joe Biden's got the lowest approval rating in all kinds of different ratings of any president in modern history by a lot, and yet they're tied.
Have you seen anybody do some serious polling on, not sure what they would ask specifically, but the topic would be changing the primary system somehow, or even are you happy with the way we nominate presidential candidates?
I have not.
No, neither have I, which is odd because it's kind of a common topic among the chattering classes in the recent years, but
that we coughed up two candidates that 95% of America doesn't want to face each other?
Well, you remember Trump-Hillary was seen as, oh my God, what have we done?
Right.
And then Hillary stepped aside for the wise leadership and dynamic personality of Joe Biden. Then we're back to Trump for a third time, and we've got Biden, except weakened by age, subbing for Joe Biden, merely a moron. So, wow. Wow, what's next? Biden on a ventilator versus Eric Trump? I mean,
Trump's head.
They preserved Trump's brain. Well, we have plenty of time for it. Let's relax and enjoy, figure out who's reporting what. It's the lead story with Katie Green. Katie?
Well, thank you, guys. From ABC News, warnings issued to 100,000 as Israel weighs Rafah invasion.
Yes, yeah, so they say they're going in this week. Is that right? They're going into Rafah finally?
Yes, and it's almost impossible to thread the needle between effectiveness, civilian horror, brutally difficult urban warfare. I mean, it's a bear.
From NBC News, Columbia cancels university-wide commencement ceremony after weeks of protest on campus.
Did they? I didn't see that they canceled the commencement ceremony. Wow. I think Eric Adams was on one of the talk shows yesterday, Mayor of New York, saying that's their main goal is to make sure that the graduation can happen.
Wow. Wow. I'm reminded of several smart people writing editorials pointing out recently that, hey, these universities picked the administrators who brought us this, who picked the professors who brought us this. They picked the admissions office that picked the very kids who are hardcore left-wing activists. So anybody who would act like, oh, this is a disappointment for Columbia, doesn't get it.
From the Wall Street Journal. Activist groups trained students for months before campus protests.
Interesting that NPR today is saying, no, there's very little evidence that it was outside groups. This was a righteous protest of American youngsters. Again, whether they are merely so blinded by their ideology or they're just lying, I don't know.
Did you say that's in the Wall Street Journal? I want to read that.
Oh, yeah, yes. It's really good. I got it in front of me.
From the New York Times. Kristi Noem's new book falsely claims she met Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, we got the highlight of that coming up. Man, she sucked out loud. She was such a hack yesterday, and I wanted to like her, too. I'm from South Dakota. She's my kind of Republican, but she was just a hack yesterday. So weak.
Yeah, it's just the ultimate case of good enough, slick enough for her state, but not nearly enough for the national stage. Scott Walker syndrome. And Walker's a sharp guy.
From Fox News. House Dems seeking re-election seemingly reverse course. Call on Biden to bring order to the southern border. Apparently we have five Democrats that are running for re-election. And so now they're all trying to change their tune.
Speaking of the far, far lefties at NPR, they did a reasonably honest report on how the number of people showing up at the border has sextupled, and how the word has gone out that since Biden's elected, come on in, which I thought was interesting.
From the New York Post, ex-Trump prosecutor Nathan Wade doesn't regret Fannie Willis' affair, but the firestorm it started, saying it was American as apple pie.
Yeah, I saw that interview. He said having an affair with co-workers is American as apple pie. So why are you making such a big deal out of it? That's an interesting one.
That's almost, in a weird way, appealing, isn't it?
He came off as a bit of a dope. I was actually thinking, you can be a lawyer and be this dumb? I'll be darned.
You know, it's funny. I pointed that out to my daughter who's about to embark on law school. Because she gets nervous. She's such a conscientious person. Where that came from, who knows. But I keep telling her, honey, people far dumber than you have gotten through law school and seem to be employed.
Right.
From Reuters, bird flu threatens to put a damper on cow cuddling.
What's cow cuddling?
This is when farmers have people cuddle the cows. This has been like a thing online.
Is it?
Yeah.
Cows?
Yeah.
Is it like goat yoga?
It's like therapeutic, apparently. Yeah, like goat yoga. Similar. But people are cow cuddling, and cuddling, now because of the bird flu.
Not bestiality.
Cow cuddling, steer spooning, beef. I can't think of a B word.
It's simple. They love each other.
Thanks. Thanks, Uncle Joe.
Well, I was wondering if it's heifer humping or if it's just cuddling.
Oh, nope. Steer spooning.
Gotcha.
And finally, the Babylon Bee. New York DA indicts Trump for bringing firefighters pizza, but no salad or cheesy bread.
Yeah. He's good at that. When he shows up someplace with a whole bunch of chicken, with a whole bunch of milkshakes and also some chicken or pizza or whatever, he's good at that.
Yeah, definitely. So much better than Biden. On the other hand, the whole, let's elect somebody you'd like to have a beer with. There's lots of people I'd like to have a beer with.
So the trial is back on today, the Stormy Daniels trial, and there's some polling around that of people's attitudes if he's found guilty or not, and we can get to that in later hours of the program, and also who's ahead and all that sort of stuff.
The violating local accounting laws covering up for violating federal finance laws after the fact, which turns into a conspiracy to commit fraud against the voters trial.
The only issues that Biden is ahead in, according to the latest ABC poll, health care and abortion.
Closeness to the grave.
And but your immigration, economy, crime and safety, Trump's got double digits leads. And for protecting democracy, even after 8 years of the media uniformly telling you Trump's a danger to democracy, for protecting democracy, they're tied.
That's interesting. I came across that poll last week that said what people mean by that is the government working for me or for themselves? They're not talking about Trump.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average. Plus, it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.